From Pennsylvania Avenue to Main Street, Scott Inez tackles the hot topics like only he can. It's time for Inez Says.
Hi, hello, and I welcome you back to the Inez Says Podcast. I am Scott Inez. We appreciate you climbing aboard today. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can find it right there on the front page of the WDBO app and WDBO.com. And I invite you to join me on the radio every single weekday morning for Orlando's Morning News with Scott Inez, 5 to 9 a.m. on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. And be sure to stream us right there in the WDBO app. Okay, so earlier this week, the Wall Street Journal came out with a very interesting poll, and it is a poll that has former President Donald Trump topping President Joe Biden in all but one of the crucial battleground states. The former president has the edge over the current president in six of those seven states polled. I'm talking about Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, and North Carolina. Let's do a deeper dive into this poll here. Trump right now holds a 6-point lead over Biden in North Carolina. Trump has a 5-point advantage in Arizona. That advantage is 4 points in Nevada for Donald Trump. He's got a 3-point advantage in Michigan and in Pennsylvania. The former president leads Joe Biden by a single point in the state of Georgia, and Biden and Trump are tied in the state of Wisconsin. Now, as we do this deeper dive here, Trump holding similar leads when those questioned in those particular states were given a head-to-head matchup between the former president and the current president. And remember, Biden narrowly edged Trump in all the battlegrounds tested other than North Carolina to win the White House 4 years ago. This particular survey right now says that Joe Biden has a negative job performance rating in all seven of those swing states. And on the flip side, voters in every state except Nevada have a favorable opinion of Donald Trump's time in the White House. Now, when these respondents were asked about specific issues, they said that they trust Donald Trump to handle the economy and immigration over Joe Biden. Biden was the preferred candidate to deal with the issue of abortion. More on the abortion topic coming up here shortly. But the polling results also mirror recent concerns over the president's physical and mental acuity. Just about 48% of these voters believe that Trump is more fit to serve as president, over only 28% who see Joe Biden as having the mental and physical fitness to serve yet another four-year term as president. So as we all know, those six or seven swing states are going to decide this presidential election. And right now, in six of those seven, Donald Trump leads Joe Biden. It's not that long ago that the state of Florida was one of those battleground states. But over the last 4 years or so, that has changed. Florida, under Governor Ron DeSantis, has become the free state of Florida as thousands upon thousands of conservative-leaning voters have moved to the Sunshine State under DeSantis' leadership. But because the topic of abortion is going to be on the ballot here in Florida this November, there are some Democrats saying that Florida becomes in play for Joe Biden and other Democrat politicians. Is that true? Let's go ahead and chat with UCF political science professor Aubrey Jewett here on the Inez Says Podcast. In most polls having to do with Florida, the former president, Donald Trump, leads President Biden. In some of those polls, he's got a double-digit lead. So you tell me, are abortion and legalized pot game changers for the Democrats here in Florida this fall? What do you think?
Well, potentially they're game changers in the sense that they should be a lot more competitive than they otherwise would have been. The sort of the standard expectation is that this will give Democrats something to turn out for. And unlike Republicans, who typically turn out in every election, Democrats have really seen their turnout vary dramatically over time. And it appears that they need a little something special, a little something extra to get them to turn out. And maybe this will do it.
Yeah, there's definitely an enthusiasm gap between Republicans and Democrats. Maybe this is a game changer. We've had thousands upon thousands of folks Gamecocks move to Florida, as you well know, Aubrey, because of the Free State of Florida moniker turning a purple state to red. We've seen with Georgia, though, that can change on a dime. I do wonder, though, if the sheer numbers, Aubrey, the sheer numbers now and the amount of Republicans, conservatives who have moved here outweigh any potential bump Democrats would get from having abortion on the ballot.
Well, I do think it's probably a stretch to think that Biden can win Florida. You know, of course, things happen, and that's not impossible, but it's not likely. But for Democrats, if they can turn out at higher rates than they did, say, in 2022, when their turnout fell through the floor and DeSantis won by almost 20 points, you know, if they can keep it close and they can turn out in large numbers, that really might help them in a number of down-ticket races. So, for instance, in the Florida legislature, rather than Republicans having a supermajority, Democrats will gain some seats and be able to have a little influence, or maybe a congressional seat here or there, or even maybe, in their wildest dreams, maybe become competitive in the U.S. Senate race against Rick Scott. So it's not only about the presidential race, but if they don't compete in the presidential race and have higher turnout, that means they're not going to do well anywhere down the line.
Yeah, it could be a big down ballot issue. Abortion is such a hot button issue for Democrats. Do you expect to see, Aubrey, a lot of attention paid to Florida in terms of media advertising in the future here, you know, over the next 6-7 months, perhaps from both sides of the equation?
I definitely think we're going to see huge amounts of money spent by both sides lobbying on this abortion amendment, trying to convince voters, you know, from the Republican side that this is too extreme, from the Democratic side that this is going to restore the way things were under Roe v. Wade and a woman should have a right to choose. But yeah, the big question will be whether the Biden campaign and the National Democratic Party invest and spend in Florida like they've done, say, in the last 6 presidential elections. Biden has indicated that they are going to try to compete for Florida. He actually even began to talk about that before we found out about the abortion rights amendment. And since then, he's really doubled down, and he's appointed leaders for his Florida campaign and said they're going to compete. But we'll see, because often what happens is, as time goes by, they have limited resources and they say, we've got to invest in the states we have the best chance of winning. And if they decide Florida's not it, then maybe they end up not spending a lot of time or money here after all.
Well, speaking of that, Aubrey, from a national perspective, the Wall Street Journal saying yesterday that Donald Trump is leading Joe Biden in 6 of the 7 swing states, with Wisconsin tied at this point. As we all know, it's going to come down to those 6 or 7 states. It is early, obviously, but how much of a concern should this be for the Biden White House right now, Professor?
Well, I think it's a pretty big concern. You know, polls this far out aren't always accurate, and there's a lot of time for the political situation to change. Having said that, you know, all else being equal, when you have these polls, you'd certainly rather see your person ahead rather than behind, because, you know, that gives you some sense of where the electorate is right now. And, you know, again, Biden's going to be competitive, but right now those polls don't look great for him in those competitive states. So he's got his work cut out for him, for sure. And Trump, I'm sure, is not just going to rest on their laurels. They're happy to see these pre-election polls, but they're working hard to raise money and to campaign like crazy, and particularly in those 6 or 7 states.
Thanks to University of Central Florida political science professor Aubrey Jewett for the chat here on the Inez Says podcast. That's going to wrap it up for the podcast. Join me every weekday morning for Orlando's Morning News with Scott Inez, 5 to 9 a.m. on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. I'll see you next time.